UCLA quarterback Brett Hundley grew up a fan of longtime Eagles star Donovan McNabb, and Hundley's high career completion percentage and ability to make plays on the run speak to some similarities. Hundley is often questioned about his pocket presence and his tendency to take off too soon, but that's something McNabb battled at a young age as well.
I love Donovan to death. I talk to him, you know, even to this day, and he has helped me out through this journey and this process. But, you know, he's a smooth quarterback, and he's unique at what he does. And I think that's the same thing I can bring and I bring while playing football. And, you know, it's just, I guess, the it factor that you call it. He has it.
Hundley also believes he's a natural leader, which he defines as pulling the most out of your teammates. Inspired by an older sister who has battled epilepsy since age 10, Hundley has no qualms about being the face of an NFL franchise someday if given that opportunity. He says playing in the LA media market in college has prepared him for that.
I think overall quarterback, on and off the field, being able to lead a team and make the most of his opportunity. I think one thing I take into and do every day is work hard. And, you know, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove you wrong, and I'm going to do it. So hard work and just leadership is big things as a quarterback.
Thought to be in the running for the third quarterback to be drafted this year after Florida State's Jameis Winston and Oregon's Marcus Mariota, Hundley hopes he was able to make a strong impression on NFL teams both on the field and in the interviews. He thinks discussing X's and O's might give him a chance to separate himself from some of the other QB prospects.
I think being able to sit down and talk to him and I think going over film with him is huge. I think these formal interviews that we get to do and we get to sit in the classroom and talk to him about, that's when we get an opportunity to really express, you know, our reads, our thoughts, and go over it with him in detail. And I think that's a big time to show what you're looking at. You know your stuff. And, you know, obviously you can get on the field and do as much as you can, but, you know, you're not going to see yourself in live action. So I think that's the one big thing where you have to sit down with them in classrooms and talk to them about it.